You're listening to SBS News.
Federal elections operate under the preferential voting system. This differs from the first-past-the-post system used in countries including the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, and India. The preferential voting process requires voters to mark their preference for candidates on their ballot papers. The Australian Electoral Commission's Evan Eakin-Smith explains.
Yeah, when you come to a polling place, you'll get two ballot papers. One is a small green one, and that's for the House of Representatives. And the other one is probably, it depends where you are, but it's probably quite a big white ballot paper, and that's the Senate ballot paper. So you're voting for your local member of the House of Representatives and senators that represent your state or territory. On the green ballot paper, you've got to number all the boxes from your most favourite candidate to your least favourite candidate.
In Australian federal elections, voters complete two ballot papers, one for the House of Representatives and the other for the Senate. In the House, a single representative is elected for each contest, while in the Senate, multiple representatives are chosen. By marking a preference for every candidate on the House of Representatives paper, they can be used multiple times during the counting process to determine who has acquired an absolute majority of the total votes, which is more than 50% of formal votes. For the Senate, a person is elected when votes equate to what is known as proportional representation. Multiple counts determine which candidates have achieved the required quota of formal votes to be elected. Adjunct Research Fellow Ian Tullock from La Trobe University says all required boxes need to be numbered in order for the vote to count.
The candidate with the least number of first preferences gets eliminated first in the count, and their second preferences then get distributed to that candidate, and that process goes through until someone ends up with more than 50% of the vote, and then they win the seat.
On polling day, the House of Representatives paper is green, while the Senate voting paper is white. And the preferential system becomes apparent as votes are transferred between the preferences as marked. That means in the House of Representatives, for instance, if no candidate has an absolute majority, the person with the fewest votes is eliminated from the count. The votes for this excluded candidate are then transferred to the candidate number two on each of the ballot papers, the voter's second preference. And this counting process continues until one candidate has more than half of the formal votes cast and is therefore declared elected. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.